Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanis.
Welcome to Fellowship Talks. My name is Dan Schaefer, and I'm thrilled to bring you another episode of Fellowship Talks. This is our Christmas episode. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. I'm here, as always, with my co-host, Amy Scrivanis.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Amy, this is just a wonderful time of year, and Christmas always gets me excited as we think about family, friends, travel. What do you think about when you think about Christmas, Amy?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, we love just being home with our family. It makes me think about just slowing down a little bit from the pace of life and school and work and just taking time to enjoy being together.
And you're really getting into this, too, because you're shivering here as we're recording this. I can tell you're cold. The Christmas season is cold, and we're okay with that. We love the cold and the snow sometimes here in Arkansas. Not often, but we love that too. So here on our Christmas episode, we thought it'd be great to go around and just hear from some of our staff and wish our church a Merry Christmas. So we're going to go around, find some of our staff. We're going to take this on location and walk around and find some of our staff and see what their favorite Christmas memories are and what some of their favorite Christmas moments are. Now, Amy, do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Well, we have several things that we love to do just as a family. My kids, our oldest now is in college, but our kids still love every year. We get together with some of our close friends, and the kids all make gingerbread houses together. And they've said that even when they're older, they want to keep doing this together, do gingerbread houses. And that's just been a fun tradition that we started when they were little, and we've kept it up every single year.
That sounds like such a good idea. I actually heard about those being at Sam's Club, and I want my family to do that this year, too.
We have learned that the kids, we used to buy one per family, and the kids, like all my kids, would have to do one house together, but it's much better to buy them the mini houses and let everyone do their own house.
Okay, good advice. You know, Amy, when I think about Christmas, I just think about what our family currently is doing. We're in a stage where we have young kids, 9, 7, 6, and 3 years old, and we have a great Christmas celebration in the morning. We have a breakfast with our family. We actually make monkey bread special to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And we have presents and fun with all those toys scattered all throughout the house. And then later in the day, we have Christmas dinner, and we put dinner together. This year, I'm actually in charge of Christmas dinner at our house, so our family's looking forward to that. That's one of the ways I want to gift my wife. But her parents will come over. My wife's parents will come over and spend the day with us. We'll FaceTime with my parents and some of my family through the day. But Christmas is just a wonderful time. It's a good time.
It really is. So what are you making for Christmas dinner?
Oh, that's good. We have beef tenderloin is on the menu with a nice strawberry salad, some mashed potato, sour cream mashed potatoes, and a couple other little family favorites in there, mixed in there. Are you coming for dinner?
We'll be there.
Well, Amy, let's take this on the road. Let's go find some other staff that we can talk to.
Sounds good.
All right, Amy, let's start with Dave. He's in our sound booth, and he's the one helping us record every week, so let's go find him. All right, so we found Dave Youngman.
Hey, I'd like to share the memory that I wish I had for my wife. That would be being somewhere in the snow with a fireplace and a cup of hot chocolate. It would be a memory if we had it, but we don't have it yet, but she wants that. But she's from Oklahoma, and we live in Arkansas, so we don't have that.
That sounds really nice. Where do you envision this happening?
Colorado somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I think our church can get behind that.
Yeah.
We're all dreaming of that, too.
Right. I think we could make that happen.
Thanks, Dave. All right. I'm here with Shirley James. She is our finance administrator, and Shirley's getting ready to retire here in a few months. We love Shirley so much, but she is going to share with us one of her worst Christmas presents she ever received.
Mm-hmm. Well, my sister and I, back probably 20 years ago, decided we were just going to do something really ridiculous. And so we found the worst, awfulest vase that was green with pink flowers. And so we just exchange that every year. And so we we put it in a box and make it really pretty and everything like that, and then we just get our vase and ready to give it the next year.
That's awesome. Shirley, how many years have you been working at Fellowship?
Almost 25.
That's awesome. Well, happy retirement. We'll miss you.
I'll miss everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right, we're here with Brittany Garland now, and she is our Human Resources Director. So, Brittany, can you share with us a favorite Christmas memory?
Absolutely. So I remember growing up in St. Louis, our family used to do, it was a big thing. We would always go to a tree farm. And one year we went to this tree farm and my mom packed our lunches and we picked the biggest tree possible. It was like National Lampoon's. Awesome. The tree was way too big and it was literally shadowing over our station wagon. And we had to cut the tree in half to get it in the door. And so we had two Christmas trees for Christmas, and that was probably one of my favorite memories. So
that's great. Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas, Fellowship.
All right, let's find somebody else, Amy. Hey, Amy, we found Elisa Williams, our global missions pastor here at Fellowship. Elisa, can you share with us a favorite Christmas memory?
Sure. Was raised in Montana, and
there's a lot of snow in Montana.
And we would go up behind our house about a mile, and there was a pond. And we would take our ice skates and a ski-doo and go up and tube, inner tube down into the pond and ice skate and have a bonfire and cut down our own Christmas tree. And when we come back, we'd decorate the tree and Mom would have made Christmas cookies and chili and then we would go to midnight mass and that was, those were always my precious memories of Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome, Elisa. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Fellowship.
Hey, we found Jay McGuirk and he's the head of our adult discipleship team here at Fellowship. So Jay, can you tell us what one of your favorite Christmas memories is?
My favorite Christmas memory is from my mom's side, who always did Christmas Eve together. And there were two things about that evening that were always special. Number one was my uncle was a Kmart manager. And you can imagine Kmart on Christmas Eve closes very late. And we had to wait on Uncle Joe to get there, not just get there, but eat dinner and then open presents. So it just seemed to take forever to watch Uncle Joe. And we would count like, Uncle Joe, you've got three or four more bites left. Come on, it's time to open presents. But then when it came time to open presents, I had a great aunt who had lived through the Depression. Her name was Aunt Iva. She did all of her shopping for other people at yard sales. So every single gift she brought came from a yard sale, and it was never anything you would ever buy for yourself or ever want. And I mean, one year she got me a used set of toenail clippers that she was so proud. I'm not kidding you. She even told me the story. I paid $1.25 at Big B Drugs. I found the same set of toenail clippers at a yard sale for 35 cents. I took the other ones back to the Big B, and I got you the 35-cent toenail clippers. She bought my sister a big babushka hat one year. She bought my dad a bath wrap one year from a yard sale, and she even bought my sister some used underwear from a yard sale one year. And so it was always like, oh, it's a novice gift. What are we going to open? So that was always our big Christmas memory that we loved.
I knew we were going to get a story from Jay, that's for sure. All right, Fellowship, we found Nathan Street. He is our junior database admin, and he's here to share a favorite Christmas memory with us.
Hey, when I was about 5 years old, I remember I was so excited about getting a bicycle for Christmas. And so the night before, I made sure that I was a little early and went downstairs just to make sure that it was a bicycle, and I just remember that vivid moment of realizing that and it being awesome. So, and I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nathan. All right, I found Matt Morgan. Matt Morgan is our Fellowship Kids pastor, and he helps oversee all of kids ministry across our campuses. Matt, can you tell us about a memory that you had from Christmas when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Christmas brings back lots of memories, but the most memorable one was the year my mom, who normally did elaborate stockings with Bubblicious bubble gum and all kinds of candy and treats, threatened to only do fruit and walnuts. And she carried out the threat, and she only gave us fruit and walnuts. And so at 4 a.m., my brother snuck into the living room to get his stocking, found fruit and walnuts, and he was so angry, he threw it against the wall and went back to bed and didn't get up until like 11 o'clock that morning.
Oh, my goodness. So. Oh, man. That is a story. That's a story for sure. And that's probably scarred you.
I was fine with the fruit and walnuts, but we still give my brother a hard time about it. So,
awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Merry Christmas, Fellowship.
Yeah. So, Amy, we found Ray Fowler here, and Ray is the head of all of our facilities team here at Fellowship. And, Ray, you have some Christmas memories you want to share with us, right?
I do have some. Listeners can't hear, but I don't have much hair. But back in the day, 20 or 30 years ago, I had a receding hairline, and one gift I got for Christmas one year was open up this package, real excited, and it was products in there for guys with thinning hair. That was the big gift that year, was this shampoo to make my hair thicker and look more lustrous and everything. And I thought, wow, I was just getting comfortable with the way I looked, you know. So that was probably the worst Christmas present I ever had, you know.
So did it work?
Well, I don't have no hair now, so obviously it didn't. It definitely didn't.
All right. Did you have a best Christmas memory you wanted to share?
I could say that one of the best memories I had was is when our youngest daughter was maybe 3 or 4 years old and just really getting an idea of Christmas and of Santa and everything. And you know, most kids are so excited they can't stand it. They can't wait to go to bed, or they don't want to go to bed. We were over at our in-law's house, and she was so nervous because she wanted to get home because she wanted to beat Santa to the house so she could get to bed. It was the only time I've ever had where a kid wanted to go to bed on Christmas Eve. So it was just we laughed so hard on that, just the memory of the thought of that little girl wanting that. So that was a neat memory for me.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for what you do around here, Ray. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we're here with Amy Moore, and she is our special needs pastor. And Amy, can you tell us about a favorite tradition you have in your family for Christmas?
I think our favorite tradition is we do a birthday cake for Jesus every Christmas morning. It's our very first thing we do, and that is our breakfast before we sit down a couple hours later and have casserole. But we have candles and sing happy birthday before we do anything.
You get to eat birthday cake for breakfast?
Yes.
That is awesome. And I love how you start off your day focusing on celebrating Jesus. That's really a great tradition.
That's right. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas, Fellowship.
All right. We found Trish White, our young adult women's pastor, and Margaret Brown, our 56 coordinator. And so, ladies, we got some questions for you. We want to hear about a maybe best or worst Christmas memory or something that's a tradition that you do in your family.
All right, well, this is Trish, and I will tell you maybe my worst Christmas memory, if that's okay. It is a couple days before Christmas. For whatever reason, my parents scheduled for me to have my wisdom teeth taken out. And so I had my wisdom teeth taken out. I know. And so I look like a chipmunk. I mean, my cheeks were swollen so big. And so I got to open presents and do all of that fun stuff and go to church with my family. But I did not get to enjoy any of the Christmas meal except for mashed potatoes.
Oh, really? No.
I know, right? Traumatized.
All right, what about you, Margaret?
Well, I definitely didn't have a traumatic experience like that, but for Christmas, every single year, never fails. We always head to my grandmother's house for Christmas, and it's always fun just getting to spend time with family and hang out, open presents, and eat lots of good food.
Merry Christmas, Fellowship! That's great, Margaret. You know, Christmas is really all about celebrating Jesus and getting to spend time with our family as we celebrate him.
Well, Amy, that was fun as we went around visiting with some of our staff, getting some of their favorite Christmas memories, some of their favorite Christmas presents. And we just want all of our church to know that from us, from your staff here at Fellowship, that we want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it really was fun just to get to hear different memories, different traditions, and we are praying that this will be a special time for you as you just take time to stop and reflect on the gift of Jesus and spend time with your loved ones.
Merry Christmas, Fellowship.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Fellowship, all of us on staff here wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.